Kilayim Perches Mishnah Beis. So this Mishnah deals with, according to where the Rav learns, the way the Mishnah Rishon understands, we're dealing with both Harva, which is mating two different species of animals together, and also the inyan of working the field. The Torah says, Behemtecha lo tarbia kilayim. And that's as far as mating them together, and it's obvious when it just says Behemtecha, it's any type of animal. But when we deal with working the field, that we know that one is not allowed to have two different species, an ox and a donkey, work together. The Torah says, Lo tachrish b'shor v'chamor yachtav, it says in Dvarim. The chiddush is that it's lav dafka, a shor and a chamor, an ox and a donkey. The Rav says it's any behema, chaya, and oaf. Just like we have by Shabbos, you can't have your animals work for you, so it's lav dafka, a shor, that you're not allowed to work for you on Shabbos. It's any animal. So too by kilayim, it's lav davka, a shor, and a chamor. It's any two different species cannot work together. So again, to reiterate, we're dealing with both isurim here. That's the way the Mishnah Rishon is going to learn their life. So, behema im behema, so one animal and another animal. V'chaya im chaya, or one wild animal and another wild animal. So behema is a domesticated animal, and a chaya is like a wild animal. Like a cow and a lion, for example. Or v'chaya im behema. Now it just switches around. The Mishnah Rishon says it's not really teaching us anything. It's just the way the Mishnah is going to talk. So it's going to just speak out the cases, even though they're repetitive. Or t'meya im t'meya, or an animal that's tame with another animal that's tame. Or utahara im tahara, or a tar animal with a different tar animal. Or t'meya im tahara, or tame animal with a tar animal. Utahara im t'meya, or vice versa, tar with a tame animal. Asurin lachroish. So the way the Rav learns, what does this mean? You're not allowed to plow them together, that we know. So it could mean that you pull them, the way we're going to see, or it could even mean that they're pulling something, these animals are pulling something else. Or that they are being led by humans together. So it's mashma, and especially that Tiferes Yisrael learns, that even if they're not even doing malacha, the way the Rav is learning, one is not allowed to have them tied together and do any of these actions. And one of the reasons that we're going to suggest that this is the pshat in the Rav also is because the Rav just said that it's every behema chayin oaf. And the oaf, the bird is not something that does any type of work. And for the Rav to say a bird as well, it's mashma that even if the animal doesn't do any work, still if you do any of these actions with the animal, that's what the Torah is talking about. It doesn't have to actually be doing work for you. But the Rambam, very famous shita, is that the animal dafka has to do work. In all these cases of the Mishnah, charisho, plowing, is obviously work. Mishicha, so that, like the Mishnah Shana explains, it's carrying a burden, like a wagon, without any human help. And ulahanhig is where a human is guiding it. It's also where he's guiding it, but he has to be guiding it that it's doing some work for him. And that's dafka why, the Mishnah Shana says, why oaf is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So that's the Rambam Shita. There has to actually be work being done. Now, we said all these different types of animals, one is chayav for having work done, whether it's tahar, tame, or tar with a tar, or a tame with a tame, and vice versa. Chayav, behem, and so on and so forth. The Rambam actually learns that the only issa midiraisa of having animals work for you is only with tameya im tahara, utahara im tameya. A tar animal with a tame animal. Like the Torah says, shor v'chamor, those are examples. A shor is a tahar animal that one is allowed to eat, and a chamor, a donkey, one is not allowed to eat. Those are the only examples. Of course, it doesn't have to be a shor and a chamor, but it has to be a tar animal, a kosher animal, and a non-kosher animal together. That's the only iser midiraisa of having animals work the field for you. What about the whole rest of the Mishnah? So it's almost like you read it like a break according to the Rambam. This is what the Mishnah Shana explains also. So the beginning of the Mishnah is talking dafka about harva. It's talking dafka about mating them. So in mating them, it's even a tar animal with a different tar animal. That you're not allowed to do. A chayu with a behemoth, that's as far as mating. But once you get to the second part of the Mishnah, it's almost the new thing. The Mishnah ends like Tmeya im Tara, Utarim Tmeya, Asun Lachosh Lim Shech Lahanig. Now it's a separate statement that specifically only Tahar with Tame, that's the only one Midiraisa you're not allowed to do any work with.